Brilliance Audio presents The Grass Dancer by Susan Power.
Prologue, Crowns of Glass. When Harley saw his father, Calvin Windsoldier, and his brother Dwayne in dreams, they were wearing crowns of glass. Drops of blood trickled down their foreheads, beaded on their black lashes, and slipped into the corners of their mouths. 4 weeks before Harley was born, his father and his older brother were killed in a car accident. What happened was this. Henry Berger's best friend, Lloyd, punched in the jukebox combination E5 for the sixth time that evening. Patsy Cline was singing Crazy, in that voice Henry recognized as sorrow become liquid, tears glazing her vocal cords. "Will you give it a rest?" someone shouted, but it was too dark in Border Beer for Henry to spot the patron. Lloyd ignored the complaint, howled, "I'm crazy for lovin' you," half a measure behind Patsy, while squeezing the long neck of his beer bottle. Henry reached over and grasped Lloyd's freckled arm. "Cool it, okay?" Lloyd's jaws snapped together and he smiled with his teeth. He let go of the bottle. "Patsy's trying to tell you something, buddy. I'm trying to tell you something." Lloyd balled his right hand into a fist. "Jeanette," he said. He held up his left fist. "Leonard." Then he popped them together, making an ugly sound. Henry Berger shut his eyes. "I already know," he thought, "and you know I know. This is revenge." It had taken Lloyd just 1 week to get back at his good friend, Henry, for refusing to co-sign a dubious loan. "Friends are friends, but finance is finance," Henry had thought, but certainly not said, when Lloyd approached him with his latest scheme to make quick money. This time, it had been a dream of reviving Buffalo Bill's Wild West.